Welcome to Listen Alpha. I'm Eric.
I'm Diego.
And today we're going to be covering a book by Hal Elrod, The Miracle Morning. So basically with this book, the point it's trying to drive is the six habits that will transform your life before 8 a.m. So morning habits, early risers, kind of a scary topic for a lot of people. They tried it or they altogether just didn't want to. But yeah, we're going to be covering how this book can help you achieve your level 10 life in all areas, and also how to implement the SAVERS. That's an acronym, the six habits that are gonna kickstart your morning and gonna allow you to achieve all your dreams and aspirations.
I like that, man. I like that. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very inspiring intro. So the book starts telling a bit of the story, the backstory of the author, how he started top producing sales representative at 20 years old. He was making good money for his age. He was living, you know, the life anybody would love. You know, he had good love relationships. He had wealth. He had happiness. He was a well-rounded, happy person. And at 20 years old, he got in a big car accident and he pretty much died for 6 minutes. Came back to life, quote unquote. And, you know, his life pretty much did a complete U-turn. His girlfriend at the time broke up with him. Work wasn't going well because he had all the rehabilitation to do, and he kind of like switched path. And he in the book is pretty cool. It goes like chronologically. He says like what he was doing in that of every year. He had the accident in year 2000, and he goes all the way. You see how he goes from like a super good life, then he got the accident, then he goes back down, and then he goes up. He changed careers. He became more of a consultant, life coach, and then the 2008 economic crash happened, and he went into like deep depression because his life did a, like he said it in the book, he said he hit a second rock bottom. The first was when he pretty much died. The second one when he was in debt and in depression. I find that really funny how he says, quoting him, he said, the worst rock bottom was when he was in debt instead of when he died. That's very scary to think. Man. You know, it makes you think where you put your money. If you would rather die than be in debt, that's something. And he experienced it, you know.
So well, he had a really big debt, too. It was, I'm seeing here, $425,000.
Yeah.
That sounds like death to me.
Yeah. But you know what, man? Like, I like the way he said that because of that, he decided to change some habits. He was going to work and then coming back, you know, and he's whatever. Like, his day didn't matter. All he wanted was to go back to bed. And that was, like, his safe zone and whatever. One of his friends actually told him to, you know, kind of get out of, like, get off his ass and go run, even.
Yeah.
And he said, like, oh, he wasn't a runner, but his life was so crappy that he's like, why not?
Yeah.
Might as well try something else. And that was, like, the kickstart of The Miracle Morning. He got empowered by this experience, and he created this Miracle Morning theorem ideology that changed his life, and that we can say that he's living proof that this method works.
Okay, so, yeah, so his life did all kinds of sharp turns. Really hard to handle. So yeah, I went running and basically started to realize, like, how could he take his life to the next level? And kind of surpassed this idea that he presented, the 95% reality check, where 95% of people are not living the life they've wanted,
yeah,
or that they've dreamt of, and that they look back and they say, is this what I wanted?
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, I was always saying I wanted, either build a business or have a certain level of happiness or wealth or create something. And then they realize, hey, I haven't really done much because they haven't really implemented some kind of routine or ritual or habits. And yeah, the Miracle Morning kind of addresses that head first to kind of get into the 5%, rise above mediocrity. And
going back to the 95% reality check, I like the way he talks about the 95. He goes into the talking about the level 10. Then going back to what you said, that people don't reach their full potential, and they, you know, they go their whole lives, and then at the end of their lives, they're like, oh, there's this regret because they didn't reach that potential that they would have succeeded, right? They would have achieved. The level 10 life, the way he says it, it's that what you have to do, whatever you have to do, whatever sacrifice you have to put to get to whatever position you want to have in your life. You know, there's, he even says, like, oh, no one is like, oh, I'm just want to be a level 2. Just want to be like,
Yeah, no one says that.
No, I just want to be like a mediocre life for like 90 years and then die. No, no, no. Like everybody, it's idiotic to think that people want the bad things to happen to themselves.
Yeah, of course it's not.
But the thing is, there's a lot of wants. There's not a lot of people that actually will do what it takes. And the miracle morning is kind of like a recipe to follow that you can, you know, you can succeed something if you put your mind to. If you actually believe that you can do it. Also what he says is the fact that you cannot just be good at something. You have to be great. And for you to have to become that, you know, for you to give that extra step, you kind of have to put more hours, more work, more sacrifice, more discipline.
Mm-hmm. So one of the realizations that he had after this whole life-altering accident that he had, it went up and down, death, everything. He was starting to explore the idea of this 95% reality check where 95% of people, they're not really living what it is they've always wanted.
Their full potential, yeah.
Yeah, their full potential or like something. You always hear the stories of people like, oh, I would have wanted to start a business or I would have wanted to own or build my own place or travel to this country, whatever it is. But 95% of people, they look back and they say, this is not what I wanted. No. Like, I mean, the thing is that they didn't put in the work to become the person to attract and to achieve what they wanted. Yeah. So a thing is that, you know, if you have a lack of purpose in life, you don't have something to wake up for, to be excited, to be conscious about. Like that's one of the things to wake up with that amount of energy at any time of day. Like waking up at 4:30, people like, they feel
they
tired.
They say like, I'm not a morning person. Why would I read this if I'm not a morning person?
Well, exactly. Like, well, first of all, you just wrote your own future right there. I'm not a morning person. I can't do this and I won't read it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like when he said, oh, I'm not a runner. I believe that you can change the way you think of yourself, even though you're not in that hole. It's easier for you to change your habit than for him because he was in a very delicate situation. Mm-hmm. And he succeeded to change his future pretty much by changing habits. So if daily morning habits could help him, why not try it out? Why just to say like, oh, you know, I'm not a morning person, so it's not going to work. I'm just going to do it at night, whatever. Just try this.
Well, and the thing is that you don't have to try this because you're in a crazy life detrimental situation. He did it and he went from zero or lower to where he is now.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be rock bottom to start this.
No.
Anyone could start this. And I mean, if you ask anyone, hey, would you want more? Would you want to like feel more fulfilled and have more energy?
It's impossible. I mean, they're going to say like, no. Who,
I mean, it's a very attractive thing to say yes to. I'm not going to be like, no, I don't want to have more. No, I don't want to achieve my goals.
Yeah. No. It's cool the way he actually presents how to get all that you want. You know, he says there's the way that you go, like the mindset that you go to bed with, it's the mindset that you're going to wake up with.
Yeah, yeah. Calls it bedtime affirmations.
Yeah. He calls it that. And he says that, for example, if you go to bed and you know that you're going to have like 5 hours of sleep because, you know, you're a busy person, why don't you try and set yourself for success right away and say, fuck it, man, this 5 hours are going to be so fulfilling that I'm going to wake up and just kill the next day.
Yeah.
That, I personally tried it out.
Yeah, I tried it too.
This week, I said to myself that I'm going to try the miracle morning. And to start off, just to say, like, I've been waking up early for the past year, pretty much. Like, since last summer, I would wake up super early because of the job that I had to do before. And I already had this routine of waking up early. But just that, you know, just wake up early and go do your stuff. I would go to the gym before and then go to work. Doing, like, the... Because the thing is, this book is not only focused on just wake up and go through your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's these little things, he calls them the lifesavers.
Yeah.
Silence, affirmations, visualizations, exercise.
Reading
and scribing.
Yeah. And scribing is just the same thing as writing.
Yeah, yeah.
It just fits in the nice...
In the nice savers. Yeah. And I tried it out, just, you know, because I'll wake up in a hurry and just go to work. And just go work out and then go to work. And I tried to wake up earlier and, you know, implement his other tricks. For example, meditating. I am not able to meditate whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a freaking stressed person. And I find that meditation is something that would help me a lot. It's something I have to work on. But I'm trying, you know. 5 minutes before I do anything, sit straight on my bed. He actually says don't.
Yeah, he's like, don't do it. Get out of the bedroom.
Yeah, but
because it might just whoop. yeah, fall back in bed.
No, I'm still working on it, you know, but
yeah.
I stand straight with my covers all around me.
I've done it too.
And I just, you know, I close my eyes and he goes and says, imagine yourself living the life, like waking up in the life that you already want, like you really want.
Yeah.
So I wake up. And for 5 minutes, I just think of how my life, how I want my life to be in the next years, you know, waking up wherever I want with the power to do whatever I want during my day. And I just imagine the most amazing day that I can have and start my day with this like fresh idea of what I want. That, you know, it keeps me motivated. After that, I write it down. I write for 30 minutes in the morning. I wake up fairly early. I wake up at 4 a.m. almost every day. So I have time to do my routine. I ride for half an hour, I eat, and then I go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy and the like the super fast feedback that I got from doing this is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like I don't want to say that it's unbelievable for you to actually believe. Like I don't think that you'll believe me, but I'm telling you the truth. I know it might say like, you know, these guys just trying to sell the book. No. Like it really feels, you feel a difference. I actually had a friend that I saw one night and he told me straight up, he's like, there's something changed about you. And like, you know, you feel already like super, you have like this feeling of euphoria by doing this, by achieving what you wrote that you want to achieve during the day. And then this guy comes to me, he's like, there's something different about you. I know like you have the same fucking face, but there's something different. Like I didn't cut my hair, I didn't shave my beard, nothing like it. I was just, there's something in your aura or whatever the fuck you want to believe in that it changed. And just that feedback that I got, it's like, wow, it actually works. I'm actually getting like...
Yeah, I saw a quote somewhere, your vibe introduces you before you even start speaking.
That's cool.
So maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Like with the writing and meditation, like you kind of unload your mind.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people, they wake up in the morning, even I was like that. I think a lot of people could relate. They wake up and the first 30 seconds or less, they're either already thinking about what the heck is going to be happening in the day, or they're checking their phone with useless stuff, yeah, or they're mindlessly going about like already making decisions. Like,
yeah.
What am I going to wear? Or what time am I going in? What kind of crazy tasks do I have to accomplish?
Some of those thoughts are not necessarily important.
No.
And they take so much energy because you give so much energy to that. Instead of, you know, focusing on yourself and whatever. So Hal talks about that, talks about like waking up with a fresh mind that really helps you out. You know, getting your day with a...
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that don't like training in the morning. And for example, me, that I do CrossFit and I do it in a highly competitive and high level. You know, I train in a super competitive gym. And it's the programming is really hard. And there are people, many people are like, are you fucking crazy? Why are you going so early? How do you have the energy? And like, it's a proven fact that exercising gives you endorphin. Endorphins is pretty much how your brain creates your happy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So my logic in this is, if I start the day with this happiness high, you're going to be happy throughout the day. You know, if you start...
Well, it sets the tone for the
day. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. If you start, you know, stressed and then you have to run this and whatever, and then you eat bad because you go to McDonald's because you had no time to make breakfast and whatever, you're gonna start already like stressed and tense, and then your day is gonna continue in that way. You know, if you start if you set a good note for the beginning of your day, that's how your day is gonna be. And the more you try, like there's people that say like, I had a bad day today and had a good day today, and it's kind of like at random. Mm-hmm. If you can do any, like the more you can do to get that good feeling right away and to set yourself for success of having a good day right away, why not do it? You know, why not try it out?
And having a good day, of course, is very subjective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a thing that he mentioned in his book, which is, it sounds super obvious, but actually not so obvious. It's that people focus too much on their life situation, which is external things, what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the Miracle Morning and these habits, they're trying to address your life, not life situation, your internal. So if your internal thought process, habits, mindset is aligned with what you want and with a more positive outlook, then whatever happens to you shouldn't be able to take that away from you.
Yeah.
you're going to be equipped with the tools to handle those things. And like you said, you know, you're setting the tone for the day.
Yeah.
For instead of waking up and being bombarded, you're waking up, you're doing your self-development, you're working on yourself, you're changing your outlook, and then now you're ready. You know, instead of just jumping into it, and it's just another day, just like every other day. No, every day is, every day is like a new opportunity, a new little gold mine for you to create. You create the gold in the day.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know who said it. It's a quote about, I think it's Gandhi that said, before you want to change the world, you have to change yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you change the way you perceive your universe to be, your universe is going to change in some type of way.
I think I know the quote. It's, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's one of those.
But no. It's true. I find like this book has really helped me have this this idea of a world that I want to live in every day, and that like this have this routine set that it's gonna give me what I want, and if I keep on doing this routine, I will get what I want. This really back to the savers. The one of my two favorites are affirmation A and V, visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmation is, you know, what you tell yourself that you will accomplish. And visualization is what you believe, you know, when you see yourself. What I was saying in the morning, you know, like I wake up and I visualize myself doing whatever I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have this thing that I have to get off my chest. A couple of days ago, I had a super, super productive day. I was hella tired, man. Like I was completely exhausted. And I wanted to try this affirmation stuff. I wanted to see if it actually works. Like, what does it feel like? I've never talked to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never, like, out loud. You know, we always have this, like, consciousness talking to yourself throughout your day.
I think most people think about talking about themselves as, like, a crazy thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you talk to yourself? Like,
well, if I would have seen myself talking to myself, like, I was talking to myself.
I was in the car, man.
Oh, man, yeah. So... getting back to my story, I decided that I wanted to write what I want my life to be,
mm-hmm.
and just say it to myself. At first, you know, I wrote it. I have a journal in my car that I just write stuff. And then like I wrote myself what I wanted to say. And then I went on my way home. And at first I was kind of shy even to myself. It's crazy that how you're not you're not comfortable with your own, like no one was in the car. I was alone. And I just, you know, saying like, oh, you know, I want to become this and that. And then at first I was very shy. I was like saying it. And then at the end, when I got to home, I was yelling at myself, like on the top of my lungs, bro. I was just affirmations and what I want to become and what I want to do and whatever. And the feeling that you get from that, it was so empowering. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how, like, I urge you to try it. Just write whatever you want to do in life and yell it at yourself for 30 minutes. How stupid it's gonna look, I don't give a fuck, man. You shouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because it felt so good. It felt empowering, man. I was so tired that day. And after, I was on a high. I was electric. I swear, man, I could have done anything.
Yeah, me too sometimes. Like you were saying before, you know, you want to write these things, you want to talk to yourself and say these hugely ambitious things. But the first time I did it, I had this little bit of a resistance. As if it's kind of like a society thing, like, why should you be talking to yourself? Why should you be saying these things that are beyond everything you already have?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you got the good job, you got the good education, like, what else do you want in life,
man?
Like, no, I want more, I want to achieve more.
And that's okay. That's perfectly okay.
That's okay. And then saying it out loud is, and then writing it down and then really believing it, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
You can't just think it. You have to, like, feel it. You have to smell it and taste it, and sometimes you just gotta yell it.
I honestly, man, if I urge everybody to do this exercise, just write the most ambitious dreams you have and fucking yell it at yourself. Like, I want you not to have a voice after that. And I swear, man, it felt so good. It felt so empowering. That's the word. Like, to describe, if I had to describe this experience in one word, it's empowering.
Yeah.
Because you felt, I felt like I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had no one, like I could flip the car if I had to. I swear, it's insane. The good feedback that I got from that experience. What about you, man? What was the out of the six...
The savers?
Yeah, the savers. Yeah. Which one was the one that you think that marked you? Or...
Me, it was really scribing, the journaling part of it. When I read that, I'm like, nah, I don't keep a journal. Like, what I thought a journal was something that girls in high school kept, you know? And they wrote about their crushes and everything. So then I was like, no. But then I said, okay, well, I'm going to give this a shot. Like, you know, apparently it's something good.
Yeah.
So now I tried it, and it's great. At first, I didn't know what to write. But then when you just start writing it, it happens. It's just cool. Unload your brain. Yeah. But, yeah, unload your brain from whatever is weighing it down. But also to just put things in reality on paper instead of them just floating in your head. For example, like, let's say, you know, practicing gratitude. I would kind of just say it in my head and it's all nice. But when you start writing it down, the kind of connection
that you get
that you get from your hand doing it. Yeah. And then after your eye seeing it. And then like there's something in your brain that it just hits home a little bit better.
Okay.
So scribing was great. And the other part that I really liked was the reading.
Yeah.
I was able to, obviously to read more books. But also it's a good way to start your day.
Yeah.
To read something, like grab your favorite self-development book or anything. And you're starting with that.
Yeah.
Instead of, looking at your phone or just doing nothing or mindlessly doing whatever.
Yeah.
So those two things, the two last parts of the savers, the reading and scribing, those I really liked.
Yeah.
And of course the exercise, I always used to exercise in the afternoon. Now I tried it in the morning and it really makes a difference. And by the way, these savers things, the way he lays them out in the book, it's six letters, so 10 minutes each and it's 1 hour, but you don't have to let that scare you. He also says it's very highly customizable.
Yeah.
There's a 6-minute Miracle Morning version.
Yeah.
Where you can do 1 minute each.
Yeah, for like a super, like extremely busy person.
Yeah. If you're really busy and out of time, you're in a rush, there's a 6-minute version. You can do them in any order.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. And honestly, man, like 6 minutes is just.
If you don't have 6 minutes, man, like.
I don't know what you're doing.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's 6 minutes, it's not an hour. An hour, ideally, but. Six minutes, I think anyone could fit that in.
Yeah. And what do you think of people that are willing to like, okay, you know, maybe I should try this, but I'm scared because, you know, I've never done this and it's something that I'm not accustomed to doing it. I don't know if I could do it. What do you believe? Because I know there's the 21-day habit building schedule.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, I know that he says that it's going to be hard and then at the beginning and then you kind of get, if you ease through it, did that happen to you or it was for you? Cause
I actually started off with the 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge. Okay. That's how it started. You get a table and you start. Go check it out.
He has a. By the way, his website is themiraclemorning.com, PMM.com, and he has all this, and it's free, and you can access it.
Exactly. So I come back to your question, like. What to tell someone
who's asking, what to tell like, someone how to, that how to start you okay know, becoming like accustomed to new habits.
Well, basically it's I would ask them like do you think waking up early and doing these things would do you some degree of good as in for your goals and your aspirations, and I think most of the time the answer would be yes. So anything that you want, anything great, anything worthwhile is not going to come easy.
No, for sure.
Not saying that this is extremely difficult. Sure. I'm just saying that once you program yourself to believe that this is what you got to do or whatever it is you got to do. This is not like the golden key for everything, but this is definitely a really big one.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If you really wire yourself and practice the bedtime affirmations and set your mind up, then you could do it. I don't see why there's any reason you can't.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost a single dime, and you just need to get the amount of hours that you need, but also tell yourself that the amount of hours you're getting is enough, because your brain has a way of believing what it tells itself.
Yeah.
So if you tell yourself, hey, I got 5 hours, I got 6 or 7 hours of sleep, that's enough for my brain to relax, for my body to heal and everything. And it's gonna work.
Yeah.
It's and if it doesn't, then just kind of tweak it.
Yeah, for sure. I know that there's like, scientifically proven hours that you have to sleep, because of the way your recuperation works and whatever. I know for a fact that it changed. Like it doesn't apply the exact same hours for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
But if you're, for example, someone that really, really needs your sleep, and you want to try this, like waking up early, maybe try to go to bed earlier, because I know that there's people, it's proven that you're more efficient in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
So there's people like, oh, you know, but I can't go to bed because I have to do this at night. Mm-hmm. Why not try to go to bed like super, like not super, but like much earlier.
Yeah.
And then whatever you had to do during the morning, I'm sure that you're going to get more done and you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
Because you accomplished whatever you had to do in the morning. After that, you're free.
I did that this morning, actually. I had to, I'm working on one of my tracks. Okay. I'm mixing it. And usually I do that at night.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and then boom, it's midnight or 1 a.m. I just went to bed and I did it in the morning when my ears are fresh. I did it. I don't have a whole day in my mind. It's my mind is clear and I could go forward with it. So yeah, going to bed earlier, but also he says that it's not necessarily you have to wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. It's basically waking up an hour earlier than your usual.
Yeah.
So if you have a job where you work late or you there's just certain things that you can't accomplish at any other time, but the afternoon or the evening, and you usually wake up at 9 or 10 or whatever, just wake up an hour earlier before that and do your miracle morning, do your meditation, do your exercise, and then your regular start of the day is going to hit when you're done all that, but you already did so much.
It's not in a way of selling the book, in a way that it actually helped me, and I got some good feedback, so like...
And another way to check that out is, he mentions it in the book, is the Miracle Morning community on Facebook.
Yeah, they're highly
It's very active. Yeah. I mean, I thought like, oh, okay, it's a Facebook group of a book written a few years ago or whatever. That page is extremely active and there's always people talking about their mornings, people looking for something called the accountability partners, and people sharing their experiences, and it's worldwide. So you got people all over the world still talking about this, many years after it got released. So I think that's some proof as well.
Yeah. Look, man, that's... And by the way, the accountability... You say...
Accountability partner.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That he says in the book, it's like, I know that to start something on your own is kind of scary and kind of hard.
Yeah.
So that... If you start yourself with someone that you're going to push and he's going to push you, it's going to be good because you guys are going to be both accountable for each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So self-explanatory, but just... To say that he says it in the book, and if you can do it, if you're willing to do it alone, you know, try it out alone. But it's always better, you know. So you should try it out with someone, maybe your partner, a friend. For example, me and Eric, we started this together, you know, just to hold ourselves accountable for each other.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't start a podcast right where we had our own separate projects, and we held each other accountable for our own thing, and then you know we said like, oh, you know, let's try this shit, and so it.
I remember our first meeting, I said, okay, we're getting together, what is it, in two weeks afterwards?
Yeah.
And I'm going to accomplish this.
Yeah.
And Diego's like, I'm going to do this.
And even like, if it didn't have, like, it had nothing to do with each other. Like, you had your own thing.
Yeah, it was completely separate. And we were both like, listen, if we get together and you didn't... you didn't interview or you didn't search up these companies that you wanted to do their analysis or check their services, like, I'm going to give you shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like...
Well, yeah,
like you know, you said you had to do this. Like this is what you really wanted.
Yeah.
You got to keep on it.
For sure. And that's, you know, it's good. You know, you don't have to beat yourself up. I if for you that pressure of like, oh, someone, it's gonna not like a consequence, but you know, if you're doing this because you have to, it's better to do it because you have to than because, or else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of like punishment that you get if you don't do it, it's gonna like maybe push you that much more. Like, oh, fuck, I don't want, you know, I really want to do it. And I don't want Eric to fucking yell at me. So, you know, it keeps you moving. And, yeah, man, this book, highly, highly recommended, of course.
It's very easy to read.
Yeah.
It's pretty short. I actually picked up this book in Cambodia at the airport. I was walking around and I saw it and I said, okay, it looks pretty easy. It's not that big. And the title is pretty enticing, you know, change your life before 8 a.m. So you could get through it really easily, but the result is unproportional to the difficulty of the read.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what's okay, well,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, so you asked me about the affirmations.
Yes.
There's a little chapter about this miracle morning smoothie. What do you think about it?
Oh man, don't get me started on that. I like the idea of someone changing their nutrition with a smoothie in the beginning of the morning, because I know there's a lot of people that eat McDonald's in the morning because there's no time. Mm-hmm. And that's not understandable, but like, I get it. Mm-hmm. That you're running, you're rushing, and you had no time for breakfast. For someone that is used to eating crap in the morning, or, you know, just a bowl of cereal and then go off with their day, I find that it's going to help them.
Yeah, of course.
Because if they don't eat, if they start with just raw sugar and milk and then just go off their day, they don't get nothing. That is going to help them out. However, whenever you read this, take it with a little, like a grain of salt, because knowing a bit of nutrition and how the body works is, I believe that some people are going to take it for granted and say, oh, all I need in my day, not only for like getting all the nutrients and lose weight, I'm just going to drink a smoothie and then go on with my day and not eat. There's a misconception that for you to lose weight or for you to be more fit, you have to stop eating or eating less. That's, I don't want to get into like the nutritional facts and whatever, just to say, like, to cut it out short, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to prolong and make it a nutritional podcast, just to say, like, this, it's good to take a smoothie if you have already a super bad nutrition from the get-go. But I wouldn't suggest, if you have, you know, you eat your eggs in the morning and your fats, your sugars and protein in the morning, like a regular balanced meal, to change it completely for a smoothie, I would say no, stay with that. Even like, you can accompany your already good breakfast with a smoothie, because there's a lot of good stuff in the, there's omega-3, there's vegetables, or you get your greens, you get your fibers. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't want you to cut. If you have a bad nutrition, go for that, and then go for like a good breakfast. But don't change your good breakfast for something faster. Take your time to eat in the morning. That's all I want to say for that. I don't want to make it
too long. Sounds good. Sounds good.
So yeah, it's a very good, like, it's a very good initiative. And also because he says it, he also promotes it. If you have, you know, we can change recipes if you want to try something. Or
yeah, of course.
That's really cool. But don't only base yourself on that, because that's not necessarily healthy.
Yeah, of course.
That's what that's what I want to get into.
Awesome.
If I could say, what did I, like, the golden nugget of the book would be that the affirmations and that the way you set your mindset in the beginning of the day is gonna unfold on the rest of your day. If you start your day with a fresh mind, positive mind, that you're gonna accomplish whatever you set yourself to, you're gonna get it. That's something that I got from this book, and that's something that you, by reading this book, you're gonna understand why. What about you?
Okay, so my golden nugget kind of overlaps with yours a little bit. The affirmations, the visualization part, is something that made me realize that, yes, a level 10 life is achievable. Certain things that were said in that book were that you have to regularly acknowledge yourself for your accomplishments, and also you have to be exceedingly grateful for what you already have, because the point of this book is not to achieve things and always focus on what you're lacking. It's something he says, the gap focus. Don't focus on the gap, focus on what you want to achieve, but you've already come so far. The work that you put in, the things that you have, be grateful for those, and take those forward with you. Another thing is, be at peace with where you are in life right now. I think those all kind of come into play when you're doing the miracle morning. A lot of things surface when you're meditating that are kind of like muted with the rest of the day and the hecticness of your day. So by practicing the savers, it really surfaced certain things that I was completely unaware of, and that allowed me to address it And without doing that, you can't move forward too much in life. So by being able to realize and address those things, it helped me set the path out and build my own path.
Nice.
For like a level 10 life, and to have and to work really hard and tirelessly on your dreams.
I like it, man. I like that. Well, thank you guys for listening. And before we close out this episode, I just want to say thank you, a major thank you, because I got amazing feedback from a lot of you guys. I really, really appreciate that. I you guys are making my affirmations reality. And I am immensely thankful for all of you. Just, you know, if you have any comments, requests, complaints, whatever, just please send us an email. We're on Twitter. We're on all the same name, at Listen Alpha. We have a Facebook page, our Instagram. You can DM us. You know, we're fast repliers. And don't be shy, man. We don't bite. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.